You got plans on April 7th? Well, cancel them. Because this is your invitation to come see Muff Movies Live improvising Mean Girls at the Annoyance Theater in Chicago, Illinois. Look, I'm laying all my cards on the table here. This is a one-off performance at the Annoyance Theater, but if people come out to watch us and the Annoyance likes what we do, there's a good chance that Muff Movies will get to perform regularly there, and I want that to happen so much. So please, come out to see us, tell every single friend you have to come out and see us, and let's blow this motherfucking theater's nuts off, figuratively. Muff Movies Mean Girls, Sunday, April 7th at 4:30 p.m. Get your tickets at theannoyance.com/shows. It is raining, and despite whatever the fuck transpired outside of Jean Valjean's house...
That's Mark's way of saying he's going to cut... 3/4 of what we've just spent the last half hour on one scene.
Maybe. I don't know. It could be quarantine content. Suddenly, in a theatrical contrivance known as pathetic fallacy, Andy, it begins to rain on Eponine, and she brokenheartedly walks across the street back to her filthy hovel, considering how in love her dreamy man Marius is with that pretty upper class uptown girl Cosette.
It looks like it sucks.
I think that's the name of the song.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
What's Cosette? Runs up to the filthy muck monster of Eponine. excuse me, are you Marius's friend? But just a friend, even though...
What? Go ahead.
Look, my dad and me, we're totally rich and totally cool, but we have to get out of town, for legal reasons. So could you, just take this letter to Marius... And definitely don't read it or give it to anyone else, and just let him know that it contains what's going on with me, and because we don't have email. Okay, I gotta go because I hear sirens and see spotlights.
Yeah, sure. Why don't I do that for you? Says Eponine, stuffing the letter into her mouth.
Look, here's $5. I know it might be more money than you've ever
seen. What's a dollar?
It's going to be huge in when with your kids. Oh! Cosette hands Eponine five of her childhood dolls and races back into the night to prepare for the evacuation of the rebel base.
The camera pulls back and back and back. Until it encompasses all of the characters in the movie, who all turn directly to look at the camera and wink.
Suddenly, all of their watches go off. They look and realize they only have one day more until whatever it is that's relevant is going to happen in their lives. It's kind of a moment from Magnolia. Remember that one movie?
I didn't see it. I was too busy kissing girls.
Oh, well... You missed out, my man, because it is the cinematic equivalent of kissing girls.
Is it really?
No, that's porno.
It's Smash Wipe.
The porn troll Smash Wipes the podcast forward to the streets of Paris. There is a grand funeral procession of General Lamarck, the one supporter of the young revolutionaries. We see Lamarck's casket carriage with all sorts of adornments. Many, many mourners. So many mourners, you wouldn't believe. More mourners at this procession than at Obama's procession. I love Rishi.
Boy, oh boy. The handsome Marius races through the crowd and leaps atop Lamarck's sarcophagus.
I say, what is it?
The carriageman is scandalized, but everyone else in the procession winks knowingly to each other, and they all take up spots atop the various parade cars and floats and shit. Prince plays in the background as Marius throws money out to everybody in the crowd.
the citizens of Paris, now I know, I know that everyone's feeling pretty bad today. You all feeling pretty bad out there?
Yeah, feeling bad. Woo, 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 woo.
We all liked General Lamarck quite a bit, didn't we? Good friend of mine, General Lamarck. Huh? Anybody out there like General Lamarck?
Lamarck was one of my favorite generals. Top five at least.
Speaking of top five, why don't I take my top off? Marius preemptively rips his shirt off and throws it into the crowd, who rip each other to shreds in an attempt to take it.
One super prude guy averts his eyes and, like, quietly pushes down his erection.
The Fab Five from the new Queer Eye come out of the crowd and come up to him and have him confront his homophobia over the following emotional hour.
Let's see that.
And Diamond Swipe.
Diamond Swipe?
Yeah, if we're going to Queer Eye, it's got to be different. They don't use smash wipes on Queer Eye.
I gotcha. Can't do an impression. Okay.
Don't do an impression of it. Mark?
Any of the Fab Five?
Don't do an impression of any of the Queer Eye guys.
Hi, my name is Tan.
Hi, I'm Anthony.
I'm Jonathan Davis. From Korn, not from the Fab Five.
That's not his name. Anyway, friends, this seems like a good time to go back to your homes, grab anything that's furniture, it could be used to be to build a barricade. Let's go ahead and make our own little commune right here in the middle of Paris. What do y'all say?
We happen to say, up in fire, says an overzealous mounted police officer. A bunch of the soldiers slash cops, it's hard to tell who's who at this era and with my degree of ignorance. But the authorities.
What else has changed? Huh? You know what I mean, Mark? Oh. Difficult to tell soldiers from police officers. Yeah, that sounds a little familiar. Anybody?
Yeah.
The pretty mounted good. Police aim their muskets and fire into the crowd. Marius deflects the lead bullets with his iron hands and escapes into the night. The rest of the crowd disperses, shrieking in any direction where they can find cover. Almost instantly, a barricade begins to form in the streets between the aggressive police and the terrified townsfolk. Battle lines being drawn.
Is that a song?
Nope.
Evening cut. The barricades are up. Those Fortnite players really constructed their towers very, very quickly. I know all about Fortnite. So many barricades. They're all made out of, like, ad hoc materials. Wooden chairs and tables and desks and lamps and opera chandeliers that some sort of a mischievous phantom cut and allowed to crash into the stage before Act Two. Didn't see that coming.
One Frenchman's entire Funko Pop collection is enough to cover three or four streets on the eastern side.
It is hard to say goodbye to Master Chief, but every Frenchman must do his part. Inuyasha, you will be missed.
Individually salutes each one.
The faces of the college-age revolutionary leaders look incredulously down to the streets from atop their barricade, and they see what is obviously like the bird-like Javert, who is standing with crudely made signs plastered over his policeman's badge and his police helmet, which say revolutionary student.
He is holding two Tamagotchi in his hands.
I am just like you. I like to play Fortnite and listen to One Direction.
All right. If you're revolutionary like the rest of us, then you will know the secret password, which
in order to make it fairer for you, you shall reveal as an answer to a trivia question. Now, here we go.
All right, very good. Wait a minute.
What is it, my fellow revolutionary?
Nothing. I will just say what a good idea this is for that gentleman with the French accent to answer a trivia question provided by you.
All right. Hello. I am an opera, and I am classically known in English translation as the field mouse. You have 10 seconds to answer.
Is this something that I would know as a young revolutionary, huh?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Minecraft!
Wait, did you say Minecraft?
Yes, it is my favorite game.
Oh, it's my favorite game too,
says the child Garrosh. Is that his name?
Gavroche.
I love Minecraft. When my parents take me out to a restaurant, I just look at my little cell phone and play Minecraft on it. And I don't engage with anyone. I'm like a zombie in it.
Well, perhaps I can come and talk to you about Minecraft, and we can talk about the fact that we are both not learning what we should, and we are going to grow up to be not as smart as older people nowadays, and it's something we should worry about. Right, fellow child?
Yeah, he's one of us, mates. Open the barricades.
Now, remember, Andy, the barricades are a crudely constructed assemblage of wooden furniture tossed into the streets from like second story windows. So to quote unquote open the barricades, all the men have to disassemble the entire structure over the period of 6 hours to let a disguised Javert in.
All right, but this is the last one, all right? We already left 4 people in, huh?
I really appreciate it, you guys. I know how hard it is to disassemble and reassemble. But I'm one of you, and don't worry. As a slightly older teen, I'll tell you, I have witnessed the monarchy and the guardsmen, and I know their tactics. I can be a sort of spy for you and tell you what they are planning.
Well, that'll be just great, old chum. What's your name again? I'm Marius.
I'm Trevage. Javert says, looking into a mirror at his name tag.
Well, Trevage, it's great to have you on our side. Marius reaches over and slaps Javert on the back as hard as he can.
He catches backslap fever. Oh, no.
Javert's fake name tag flies off with the force of the blow, revealing Inspector Javert's name tag right beneath it. Now, wait just a gold darn minute.
Look out, you guys. Javert makes a mad dash for the barricade, but it takes 6 hours to open, and suddenly the vice-like clamps of Enjolras 5, leader of the revolutionaries, telescopes out from across the room and grabs Javert. It hoists him into the air, Doc Ock style.
Not
going
so
somewhere
fast.
Big. It's like a choose your own adventure. In one version, he says going somewhere pig. In the other one, he says not so fast.
We'll take it back.
In the pig version, there's a joke that like a pig runs around in the barricade. And in a not so fast, Javert makes a joke about coming too quick. So you guys can choose which path you want Muff Movies to go down.
If you want the jerk off joke, advance your podcast catcher to minute 49:53.
You'll never take me alive, you morons!
Javert pulls a single-shot pistol from the back of his pants and whirls around, aiming his gun at Marius. He pulls the trigger, and in slow motion, the slug travels towards Marius's muscular but still vulnerable chest.
No.
Says the bullet.
It's a pacifist.
I was meant for so much more.
We were meant to serve so much more. Is that a song?
Nope.
Kids? Suddenly, Eponine, like a cat, jumps out and the prestige style grabs the bullet in mid-air, doing a common parlor trick that she's used 1,000 times to scam tourists on the high street. She grabs the bullet, bends it like Beckham, and sends it flying back towards Javert.
Oh, no!
Javert does an owl-like hop to the side, and the bullet streaks past him and shoots into the wooden barricade, shattering it. A cat from the musical Cats is killed and ascends into tire heaven or whatever.
Oh no, Mr. M. That took all of my remaining chi. I ain't long for the wild.
Now wait a minute. This feels like an early time for you to have taken a bullet for me. But I thought that you did that magic trick with it.
No, I think this is my time that I'm fated to die. I'm pretty sure.
It feels just kind of like you're trying to tie up some things real quick.
I'm not sure when you think I'm meant to die, Mr. M, but I'm pretty sure it's around this time. I mean, maybe there's another point when, like, in about 5 more minutes when I was also fated to die, but it feels like we could just have me, I might just die here to save us some time.
Now, wait a minute. Are you telling me that you have lost the will to live? Says Enjolras 5, legitimately intrigued by this human who seems to be giving up on life.
No, not yet. I can't die until I complete my one last task.
Eponine pulls a letter from her now destroyed by the bullet bosom.
Hand.
Oh,
no. Marius notices that the deflected bullet that Eponine had thrown back has left toxic lead in her open hand wound, and her veins are rapidly discoloring, like in Iron Man 2 when Tony Stark gets his special arc reactor pulled out. Do you remember that part?
Oh, gee, Mr. M, I think this is curtains for me. I shouldn't have tried to deflect that bullet, but I suppose I would do anything for you. Here. Speaking of doing anything for you, I guess I'll be your Cyrano de Bergerac one last time.
Eponine pulls out a letter and passes it and stuffs it into Marius's mouth.
He pulls out the letter, and it was just the letter C from Alphabet Cereal. What?
Does it stand
for something?
Eponine dies in his arms.
Swallowed? Eponine, who swallowed the parcel immediately upon being shot, managed to pull a completely intact alphabet from between her molars. But as we know from the previous episode of Les Mis, God exists in this universe and provides divine providence. Marius looks at the glistening letter C, freshly wetted with the blood of Eponine, and it reminds him of the pulsing blood, the beating breast of his true love, Cosette, whose name also starts with the letter C. Suddenly, the narrator hits everyone over the head with it. Smash cut. A really unsatisfying smash cut.
No, it's just my wife just poked her head into the room, looked around confused, and then gave me a head shake and closed it. Smash wipe.
Wait, this is not the previous house where Jean Valjean had lived with Cosette. This is his like safe room where it's his apartment where they're stashing themselves Grand Theft Auto style because the heat was on them. They gotta skip town, but first they needed to stay and, you know, like, equip all their weapons in the apartment.
Gavroche knocks on a sarcophagus at the Museum of Natural History, and Jean Valjean opens it and reaches out and grabs a letter from him.
Ah!
Shaggy and Scoob run past, looking for a place to hide from a mummy chasing them.
Quiet, you mummies! Why don't you get back in your sarcophaguses? You don't belong here with regular, decent folk. Now watch letter, Gavroche.
Well, all right, let me try to remember exactly the context here. Okay, it's a letter of... Oh, yes. It's a letter from Marius to your little daughter, and he says he wants to be with her forever. She's his soulmate, but he's probably going to die because we're all going to go down in a blaze of glory fighting the French. Where am I? the police soldiers today. So,
Rush once again holds his hand out in a telltale gesture.
Well, it sounds like that he didn't need to send a letter. He could have just...
What's happening?
I'm having a real problem.
Is there a snorting little snuffling baby piglet in the sarcophagus?
There is. It's so cute.
Is this the choose your own adventure punchline from when Enroll Jaw 5 said you're not going anywhere, pig?
I feel like we can't open the door to choose your own adventure punchlines, if only because I immediately regret everything that I say right after I say it.
You gave them a timestamp. People are gonna look at that part of the file of the track and they're gonna be sorely disappointed when it's just us like, but where are we in the script again?
Well, I said that there would be a jerk-off joke at that point, which I feel like was just playing the odds.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Gavroche. You can run along now. I've got a lot to think about.
Jean Valjean waggles his eyebrows and closes the sarcophagus on the disappointed Gavroche.
Oh. Jean Valjean locks the sarcophagus with Gavroche inside. What the fuck?
Jean Valjean puts a bunch of firecrackers in a pan and places them at the base of the sarcophagus.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Smash wipe!
It's the barricade again, but it's nighttime now. Cool!
Hello!
Is it me you're looking for?
Hello, fellow teens.
Well, if it isn't a goddamn cop pretending to be a teen, everybody point your one-shot pistols and rifles at him.
No,
Marius
no.
From atop. What?
It's me, Fortnite Jones, the teen. I'm on your side. Let All me right. in. I've if... got three Tamagotchis and a Minecraft.
If you're on our side, then you'll know the password.
TikTok.
Which you've had time... All right. Fucking fine.
Quibi!
Over the next 6 hours, they deconstruct the barricade and allow Jean Valjean, disguised as a hip, cool teen, to skateboard in.
All right, now I'll be straight with you gentlemen. I'm actually an old man, not a teen at all.
What?
Despite this sweet Christ hair that I could do.
Wait, sweet Christ hair?
Sweet Christ hair. It's a Tony Hawk joke, Mark.
Oh, sorry. I've actually, like, definitely successfully passed the point of knowing what kids are into these days.
Yeah, I mean, here's the problem with us doing a bit where we pretend to be old men pretending to be teens, is I don't know what a genuine teen would be into nowadays, of course.
Hey, do you like Animal Crossing? Hopefully.
Hi.
I'm Tom Nook.
Are you guys trading bugs to blathers? Me too.
That reference is like only going to last for the next 3 months.
Yeah, it's already aging. It's probably
Andy, I beat Animal Crossing today.
Wait, you can't beat Animal Crossing, can you?
I did it. Yeah, and so today I finally achieved the 5-star island status and got a concert with the dog musician, and the credits rolled.
Hey, congratulations, buddy. You don't gotta judge. Thanks. I mean, now, who? Your job during the quarantine is to take care of your own mental health and that of your loved ones, whatever that means. No, don't nobody judge what you're... You know what I'm doing? I'm watching old episodes of Mythbusters. Like,
ooh,
I ain't judging that. I love Mythbusters, too, and it's still holds up. Wait just a goddamn minute, Gavroche.
Wait. Gavroche is... Andy... Let's obey our own rules. Gavroche has been locked inside a sarcophagus in the Natural History Museum. The Louvre, perhaps.
No. Gavroche was scared away by Jean Valjean pretending he had a machine gun, but it was actually a pot full of
firecrackers. That's not what happened, but okay.
Okay. You have to just agree to disagree.
You must agree. just because I'm trying to keep our relationship like really on good terms. Yeah, sure.
Wait okay. Just a goddamn minute, Floyd.
Anyway, what is it?
This is Inspector Javert over here.
What? Javert looks left and right at the other guys as though it could be one of them.
No, Javert. None of your tricks, not this time. You're at my mercy.
Now, wait a minute. We've got two equally cool young teenagers who we've let through our very hallowed gates, and one of them is calling the other one a fraud. So now, there's only one way to solve this. It's a big teenage dance off.
All of the teens gather around into a giant circle and release Javert into the center. They begin playing the hot new teen jam, which is, what is it, Mark? What's the popular teen song?
I'll Fuck Your Dad by Billie Eilish. Suddenly, Javert's police officer's cufflink appears just below his pointing wrist, shining in the light of the revolutionary's lanthorns.
Wait a minute, that says Royal Mounted French Police. He's a cop, get him!
All the of the revolutionary holding a jeweler's loop returns it to his pocket and points at Javert. Oh no, I am hoisted by my own petard.
Ha ha ha! Take that, Javert. Well, teenagers, I'm looking for a certain handsome young man named Marius. Maybe we could have a little chit-chat.
Oh, Marius? Yeah, he ain't here no more.
What? Where is he?
he got into the pipes. He's in the pipes, and anytime one of the police officers tries to jump over the pipe, he jumps out and either bites their ankles or spits a fireball at them if they're too far away.
Marius, standing right next to the man who's talking, is snickering into his hand. The other men are knowingly elbowing him in the ribs.
No, I'm just goofing. He's right here.
Well, teenager, that was some pretty cool dancing you did. So I tell you what, you can have a little tete-a-tete with old Mario, but you gotta take care of that filthy cop first. Marius hands Jean Valjean a knife because he has this whole philosophy about how killing people with a knife is better than a gun. He gives him a monologue about it, but you can just watch The Dark Knight for that.
Oh, I'll take care of him all right, says Jean Valjean, applying lipstick and wandering off towards the captive Javert.
The door closes and we hear a blood-curdling shriek.
Well, 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 my old enemy. This is probably your dream.
Into the prison room.
What's that?
We had to move the camera. Sorry, we had to move the camera and lighting away from the barricade set and into the private prison room where the two men can be alone. And there's also an opening to the filthy sewers at the bottom of one of the walls.
I don't think you needed to do. You didn't need to do a smash cut for this one. You could have just maybe take the camera in through the bars. Didn't you ever see?
Javert grabs the camera. This is going off the rails.
This never happened when I was doing the film Citizen Kane. Didn't have any.
We got a muff Citizen Kane.
Didn't have any smash white bullshit.
Fun. Right.
Well, well, well. My old enemy. I suppose this is your fondest dream, eh? To have me at your mercy. To have me fully under your massive control.
Oh, Javert, my fondest dream consists of a landscape made of marshmallows and the entire original cast of Baywatch.
Well?
Javert taps the side of his beak, feeling like this language of the humans is getting more and more confusing for his transforming mind to understand.
Listen, are you going to kill me or Juan? Let us end this charade after all. I'm at your mercy. It is only your right to murder me in cold blood with your big hands and mouth and bottom.
Javert, when I was just a number to you, 24601, I may have wanted to kill you with my strong, manful hands. But I'm not going to kill you, Javert.
Like big, strong hands.
Oh, no!
A giant stone golem stretches over the barricade, searching the young men for cocks to bite off.
Good game on. I know you're good for it.
No cocks here, just revolutionary ladies, say all the guys, throwing on tablecloths and making improvised skirts.
Well, I'll be back.
Phew. Anyway, what I was going to say is I'm not going to kill you, Javert. I'm just going to fuck you up.
Javert
pulls out his brass knuckles and starts pummeling Javert into the wall.
Ballroom just... Blitz begins playing as we cut to the exterior of the jail.
We see, like, chairs flying through the air. Javert is thrown through the saloon-style window, and then Jean Valjean runs back, picks up his body, and throws it back the other way through the window into the room. Oof.
Ding, 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 ding. At the end of it, Javert's pummeled and pulped body lies on the floor of the jail cell.
And I'll take these teeth as evidence that you're a bitch. Son of Sean.
The final remaining teeth from Javert's beak have finally fallen out.
Jean Valjean uses a wet mop to scoop Javert's body into the sewers.
Now, make your escape, and I don't want to see your face around here again. Or around me and my daughter, do you understand?
Please, put me out of my misery. Javert lifts a broken wing.
No, Javert. Unlike yourself, I'm gracious in victory, says Jean Valjean, unzipping his pants as he begins to urinate on the bloodied body of Javert.
Thankfully, mercifully even, one of the revolutionaries from upstairs flushes the toilet, and Javert is suctioned down the plumbing into the shit river. I'm a gonna win.
Jean Valjean exits the jail, dusting his hands off, and approaches the other revolutionaries. Well, I took care of that other teen.
Holy shit, man, says Enjolra 5. That was the metalest thing I've seen all day. Enjolra 5 looks around trying to cash in on that metal reference. Huh?
But he's done too good a job pretending that he's an actual human being. So everyone just kind of nods confusedly at him.
Hey, my optical sensors announce that the townsfolk have abandoned us. It's only us, fellas. All the revolutionaries look out at the special sniper nests that they had painstakingly constructed over several hours for the townspeople to stand in and rain down hell fury upon the police. And all of them are absent of occupants. A tumbleweed blows through one of them that holds a mounted Gatling gun. Oh, merde.
One revolutionary looks at his table full of trophies that he's created called World's Best Townsfolk. Greatest number of kills by a townsfolk. Most valuable townsfolk. Wiping a tear from his medallion. Eye. Wiping a tear from his eye, he crumples them all up and throws them in a nearby garbage can.
Holy shit. That was solid gold you crumpled.
It don't mean nothing anymore.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Gavroche. I'm out of the sarcophagus, I'm safe. And I just want you to know that we're low on ammunition because someone accidentally left it out with the dog.
They see their mascot, Schnauzer, just like barrel-shaped, full of jangling ammunition, just slowly, painfully waddling its way across the town square.
Oh, no! A couple of the revolutionaries start chasing after the ammunition-filled dog, grabbing pounds of kibble.
They're going to be at that all night.
But listen, everyone, I know things might be a little bit bleak right now, but there's one thing you've got to remember.
Gavroche clambers to the top of the barricade and stands in the setting sunlight, turns to face the revolutionaries.
Keep this song in your heart. When everything looks a little bit down, just remember this little song of man. Keep a bright face on your puss, 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 and give a little smile to a Frenchman.
Everyone Kapow! Give... Gavroche's face is blown clean off. Sorry, I couldn't take any more, says the leader of the revolutionaries. Enjolra 5 holstering his thigh-mounted Robocop-style pistol.
Wait a minute, Enjolra 5. I thought you was on our side.
I am. Look, Enjolra 5 pulls back one of the vest flaps of Gavroche, and inside it says, Property of the French King. This was the secret prince all along.
Oh, no.
A monarchist in our midst.
Gavroche's dead body begins to tick ominously.
Uh-oh. The blood of the royals has been spilled outside of the palace. The curse. The curse.
A howl erupts through the streets of Paris.
Suddenly, a squadron of werewolf police. Wait. Did we do werewolves in one of the last two Muff movies we did?
Did we do werewolves? I'm certain that we did. This is, I think the howl would be a reference to The Shining with the Mounties.
Well, the Mounties, they were bestial, but they were just horny, horny men. But I feel like either in The Thing or in Contagion, we had like a team of werewolf soldiers.
Buffalo Bill was a werewolf.
Oh, he was. Okay. You know what? I'm going to walk it back because I don't want to repeat myself, Andy. If there's one thing Muff Movies is famous for, it's that we never do the same voice or joke twice.
That's the thing I'm most proud of, I think, over the years, is that we have never leaned on a bit until it broke.
Yeah, we're like 311 because we come original. We got to come original. All entertainers come original, huh, kids?
So a swarm of necromancers approaches the barricade.
Nope. Anyway, just real quick. Just point of order. A swarm of bumblebee soldiers buzzes and bumbles their way through the streets of Paris. Mon Dieu.
They begin stinging all of the revolutionaries.
Ah, my heart.
Oh no, my idealism.
Black, the color of their stripes. Red, the blood that they...
have.
Grape that they have.
But have no more. Take heart, fellas. Don't let them... Bah! Marius takes a bumblebee to the nose and falls over unconscious almost immediately.
Oh no, he's allergic. And Rolljaw 5, who shoots a syringe of an EpiPen out of his finger gun directly
I'll
into
save
Marius.
You.
Jean Valjean grabs Marius, drags him into the prison room where he beat the living daylights out of Javert, and begins sucking the poison out of Marius' nose.
Do you want some privacy?
Says Javert, looking up from the sewer that he was barely flushed into.
We all float down here.
That's my line.
Get out of here, Richard Dreyfuss. There's only room for one.
There can only be one, says Jean Valjean, and punts Javert's owlish face deeper into the sewer. Jean Valjean cradles Marius's unconscious body and notices that the revolutionaries are just getting mowed down by the B-boys. Jean Valjean says a small prayer, anoints himself with holy oils, and squirks down into the sewers with Marius being dragged behind him.
And I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
He runs into the guy from the Shawshank Redemption spoilers.
Smash wipe! The next morning, we see the barricade that the students and Gavroche and everyone worked so hard on and tore down and put back up several times in their fruitless fight against the forces of authority.
They were getting good at it by the end. They were down to 4 hours.
Really good. The problem was, as soon as they would get like a really tight, impenetrable barrier, that whole row would disappear.
That's right. They always waited for the long one to come in, and that's the nickname they
waited
for
me, the long one, and that was their downfall.
the Ohm Slender, because it's France.
Mm-hmm.
picks through the dead bodies of its previous comrades. Now, there would be, like, washing women and townswomen, like, scrubbing the blood off the streets and singing about, like, did you see how sad it was that they died? But they've all, like, petrified, locked themselves behind their doors as the Slenderman walks through.
Do you hear the people sing?
The Slender Man makes several of the dead bodies join him in a rousing chorus as the citizens of Paris watch terrified from behind their shutters.
They all follow after him zombie-like as this perverse, ghastly Pied Piper walks the corpses of the men out of town. The only corpse left is their leader, Enjolras. We see his smoking corpse with a single waving spring coming out of his perforated stomach.
Well, what did you expect in an opera? A happy ending? Ha, ha, ha.
A field mouse runs past him.
Too soon.
That was the password, Andy. Deflator mouse.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh. Smash wipe to the sewers.
Whoa, cowabunga, Rembrandt.
Oh, no.
Galileo, Galileo.
Turns around to see Leonardo catching a bodacious wave down the sewers of Paris towards him.
The marred water just washes over Jean Valjean and Marius's floating body, just disgustingly coating them. But fortunately, they are pulled down a channel, and Jean Valjean can just make out a shaft of moonlight. Wait, a shaft of the morning light, perhaps coming down an exit. He starts to paddle faster with Marius clenched in between his mighty teeth. When he hits into something solid, suddenly, out of the murk, emerges the body of an aged French pervert.
Well, well, well. It appears I've got my old enemy at my mercy.
Who are you again?
You remember, I'm your nemesis, the moon to your sun. We've been playing this dance together for many a year, Mr. Valjean.
Wait, you're not Javert.
I'm the clown prince of crime, Jean Valjean.
Oh, yes, I bought my daughter off of you.
That's right, and the one thing that I don't buy is that you're... listen, can I have more money?
Let's cut this short. Jean Valjean pulls Marius's gold family ring off of his unconscious finger and shoves it into Monsieur Thénardier's palm. Just fuck off.
I appreciate it. Is it the promise ring?
If you promise to never talk to me again?
No, I can't do such a thing. Do you remember the Jonas Brothers?
Smash cut. Jean Valjean rounds the corner and sees a concrete staircase leading out of the sewers and into freedom. He puts Marius's heavy, unconscious body across his back as he once did the great prow of the sunken ship when he was prisoner 24601, and looks up to see a familiar set of predatory, nocturnal eyes staring at him.
Knock, knock. Perched. Jean Valjean, it's me again. I had several follow-up questions for you.
God damn it. Jean Valjean, with effort, takes one step at a time as he approaches Monsieur Thénardier, who somehow miraculously managed to get to the top of the stairs before him. Yes, listen, what is it you want to know?
We all float down here, Mr. Valjean. Anyway, I was wondering if you had any more money or perhaps deeds of sale on you.
Yeah, look, here's the title to my old Paris house. I gotta leave this place anyway. Will that get you off my goddamn back?
Here's the title of my latest novel. Are you ready for it? Can you just give me your opinion?
Yeah.
The Life and Times of Me Getting Pegged in the Dick by My Wife.
Isn't that called sounding?
Probably. Oh, you're right. It's docking. It's docking. No, I forgot. No,
I think docking is when there's two butts involved in a rod.
No, I think it's the opposite, because if I have a foreskin and you also have a foreskin, if we stretch them over one another's penises, I think that's what docking is.
Huh. Well, you're really docking my doorstep, so...
Ooh, are you going to dock my pay?
Jean Valjean takes out his brass knuckles and punches Thénardier right in the eyeball.
Boo! My essential workers... Thénardier races off into the darkness.
This bit about laying people off is so like of this moment in history. I hope no one gets into Muff movies 5 years from now and is like, what the fuck is he talking about? Furlough and speaking non-essential workers?
Speaking of being laid off, I prefer to be Jean Valjean.
No, it's just me, your wife, Polly Pocket.
Well, never mind. If you, why don't you come back to my house, my love, and we can furlough each other.
Oh, furlough the yellow brick road, as I like to say.
That's right. I remember when I completely shorn my genitals of all hair, but that was before the problems. Now I have a definite furlough going on.
Anything else you want to mention?
Let me think. What else is a synonym? I'm going to look up a synonym generator online just quick, and I'll get back to you in 3 to 4
hoot minutes. Hoot, says Javert, breaking up their long, rambling discourse. Javert flies past them like an eagle in the sky. Blah!
Jean it appears Valjean. The shoe is on the other dick at this point.
Jean Valjean had taken 3 steps out into the moonlit streets, and Javert suddenly lights on a street lamp above him.
Give me 3 steps. Give me 3 steps, mister. Give me 3 steps on the door.
As someone who's never seen this musical, I find the reference confusing. What are you saying?
That's not from a musical. It's from an old 70s song, I think. By Leonard Skinner.
Could you make like a Fortnite reference?
Can you make like a tree and a leaf?
Javert! What the fuck are you doing? I thought I beat the hell out of you. I thought I taught you a lesson and you weren't going to mess with me anymore.
You did, but now I have the high ground and also this grenade launcher.
What? Javert opens up his trench coat and we see the world's first grenade launcher tucked into his owl belt. Crafted by Leonardo da Vinci himself.
So now, Jean Valjean, will you finally give me what I most desire?
No. You'll never have the enchanted gauntlet. I'll die before you do.
Well, perhaps then you will die. I forgot what his name was. Javert. Pulls the grenade launcher from his trench coat and launches a grenade directly at the encumbered Jean Valjean. Is this the end
that
of our
movement.
Muscular hero?
The world's first grenade launcher shoots the grenade, which topples onto the cobblestone road and cracks open. All of its gunpowder just spilling impotently into the hollows of the street. Oh, no.
Well, 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 says Jean Valjean, lifting his eyes to the terrified Javert. He drops Marius to the pavement and scrunches his feet up and leaps 15 feet vertically to catch Javert around the neck. He submits him to a second round of pummeling, even more severe than the first, just dragging him up and down the cobblestone streets of Paris.
Just ragdolling him, holding him by his talon feet and just slamming him back and forth overhead.
Sobbing washerwomen who have just finished cleaning the blood of the students off the street are dismayed to find Jean Valjean dragging a mangled corpse behind him and completely undoing their afternoon's work.
One of the squadron of B police rounds the corner and sees Jean Valjean just completely coated in blood and feathers.
Holy shit.
The B cop drops his one-shot pistol and scampers away back to the precinct.
No, please. You have me at your mercy, Jean Valjean. I suppose it is only right that you should now murder me.
Okie doke.
Jean Valjean pops Javert into his mouth like a gobstopper and chews him up Ren and Stimpy style. He grabs the single shot pistol that the policeman had dropped, aims it at his own mouth, mutters, "Smile, you son of a bitch," and shoots through the mushed up Javert in his own cheek.
Javert is completely killed by the one-shot bullet, which explodes in Jean Valjean's mouth, completely eradicating the top of Jean Valjean's head.
Marius wakes up, looks down the street, and sees the corpse of his girlfriend's father slumped to the ground.
The washerwomen vomit in the streets. From the... this Pantera album cover style gore.
Smash wipe to 6 months later.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
It's a marriage, ding, ding, and everybody is happy that the kids are getting so married. I'm the priest. Do you say yes? And do you say yes to... I wish I'd been in a musical, kids.
That was great, Father, but why don't we do it for real this time? I'm looking to get home and make my an honest woman out of my wife.
Says Cassette.
All right. By the power granted to me from Almighty God, who does indeed exist, as we learned earlier in episode 1 of Muff Movies, Les Miserables, I pronounce you two married. Unless any kind of comical skinflints want to come in and make a big ruckus in the middle of the ceremony.
Everyone looks expectantly at the Thénardiers.
They quietly look around.
I don't know who they could be talking about. It sounds like a pair of perverts might be a very unpleasant addition to a wedding, don't you think, my love?
Yes. Ever since we had our little rendezvous in the sewers and contracted that incurable disease, it's really mellowed me out in terms of any kind of criminal activity. I just want to spend my few remaining days enjoying young people's weddings.
That's right. I'm so glad that we decided to give all of our riches to charity and also to devote the remainder of our lives to good works. Oh no, who's that? Mark Soloff races into the church.
It's a me, Mark Soloff.
Totally bottomless. The Soloff is quickly brought down by single-shot rifles.
Oh, no, I'm hoisted by my own petard. How does Wario sound?
The cathedral explodes with a plume of red romantic fire. Shards of stone and glass rain upon the ravaged city of Paris. We see in the smoldering ruin a plank floating on the Seine. And on top of that plank are the two lovers, Marius and Cosette, embraced and kissing.
Hey, don't you forget about me,
sings a dog. Fade cut. 6 years later, we see an older Marius and a very pregnant Cosette walk through the entryway of a convent. One of the silent monks points to the corner, and we see convalescing in the old nice guy chair is the headless body of a still very much alive Jean Valjean, kept alive through the might of Christ himself, quietly pretending to read the Bible without eyes.
Jesus.
says Marius. Do you hear the headless man trying to pretend to read the script? It was Jean Valjean, but his head was often clipped by the world's first grenade launcher, by the man who was an owl. Do you think that he was friend or foul?
You know what? At least that improv song I just did was not a fuck song about my own butt.